Alexa, cook on the microwave on high power for 45 more seconds.
Sorry, what device?
The microwave.
The microwave doesn't seem to be running.
What?
Welcome to Geared Up, brought to you by National Car Rental. I'm Todd Bishop.
I'm Andrew Edwards.
Andrew, there is so much stuff on
yes,
the table here. We have a microwave, an Alexa, the Microsoft Surface headphones.
And my favorite.
The LOL Surprise Glam Glitter. All of these things and more will be discussed on this week's episode of Geared Up.
That's right.
And there is so much to get to. I want to jump in because, you know, Black Friday.
Where are we starting?
Black Friday really is traditionally one of your big holidays. And when I say that.
It's a holiday?
Well, Amazon calls it the Turkey Five, the 5 days from Thanksgiving to the following Monday.
Interesting.
Cyber Monday.
I didn't know that.
And we did our big holiday show. If you missed it, by the way, go back and look at it. Some great gifts.
Yes, gift holiday ideas, recommendations.
From the practical to the somewhat opulent and the ridiculous, I would say, really, when you talk about a flamethrower.
Absolutely.
The not flamethrower, yes.
Absolutely.
So check that out. But I want to hear, like, what did you get? Black Friday, Cyber Monday? Did you find any good tech deals?
You know, I tried to look around on Black Friday, and it's interesting, like, when you're in the position that I am, right? Which is I review consumer electronics, make videos on a regular basis. That's what I do for work. You look at these deals and you're like, oh, I have all this stuff. I already have all this. Like,
but why not more?
Right. I mean, true. But my wife is always complains because she's like, you know, everybody says like you're the most difficult person to shop for to other people. But she's like, you really are, because the things that you love the most, people just send you.
So are you saying you didn't buy anything on Cyber Monday?
I didn't buy anything on Black Friday. Cyber Monday, though, there was a really good deal.
Yeah?
Yes.
What'd you get?
I was able to get Apple stock on super sale.
That was
20
a real,
shares.
That was a real doorbuster. 20 shares.
20 shares.
You bought 20.
They were down. They were down. I don't know if they still are, but hey, they've fallen.
So for people who have not been following this story, what's been going on with Apple broadly as a company? Because it's reflected in the share price, which is currently, as of this recording, trading at just about $173.61, which is down significantly over the past 5 days, over the past month. What's going on with Apple?
There's a lot of things going on right now. There's like a perfect storm of news and potential changes that are all attacking Apple, at least Apple stock price. I don't think the company Apple is in any sort of trouble, but there's a lot of rumors. So first of all, every year around this time, there is a rumor or a report that Apple has cut production on their latest iPhone. This happens every year. I've been paying attention to this since it was the iPhone 6. So the iPhone 6 and on. Every year around this time, Apple has cut production. And therefore, that must mean these phones are not selling well, and therefore, they're doomed. Like that's the rhetoric. This time, there might be something to that, but we still don't know for sure because these reports come from the suppliers, the people that supply parts to Apple. So when Apple tells a supplier, "Hey, instead of a million parts, we only need 750,000 parts this month," the supplier might think they're making 25% less iPhones, but Apple doesn't tell the supplier, like, hey, supplier, here's what we need. We need this much less, and here's why. They don't tell the supplier why. So the suppliers are just people just making up what the story might be.
Do you think that there is weaker demand for the new line of iPhones?
So there may be weaker demand because there is a story coming out of Japan where they have already dropped the price of the iPhone XR. Over the course of a contract. Now, it's not a lot. It's only dropped by $100 over the course of 2 years. So 100 divided by 24, that's how much less you're paying on a monthly basis. That's not a lot. But still, it's a brand new phone. And Apple hasn't really cut prices like that on a device since the first iPhone. I don't know if you remember that, but back in the day.
Really?
I think it came out at like $700. And then like a month later, they cut it down to $500 because it wasn't selling that well. But that was iPhone 1. Like that was the initial one. So that's the first part. Is the iPhone XR. Is there weak demand? Is there weak sales on the XS as well? Then we have Donald Trump. Mr. Trump talking about imposing tariffs on Chinese goods or goods made in China. I don't know if you would consider an iPhone a Chinese good or, I mean, it's
made, certainly manufactured.
It's manufactured there. So the that's not something that's actually gone into effect yet. But if it does, it would increase the cost by 10%. And so either Apple's going to eat that 10%, or what's probably more likely, in my opinion, would be the customer would start having to pay 10% more.
In which case, there would be potentially lower unit sales, which
yes.
could result in them asking their production partners to cut production.
Right.
Maybe they were doing that in anticipation
of
a
tariff.
We don't know that. But either way, it's not good for investors because
right.
either sales are down or profits are down.
Yes. Now, there are. Now, what's funny is a lot of companies build their goods in China, but for some reason, the big story is iPhones may cost 10% more
yeah.
in the future.
Yeah.
Other phones are manufactured there, but they're not part of the story. It's just doomsday for Apple.
Speaking as an Apple shareholder yourself.
That's right.
Did you own Apple stock before? So now you own now 20 shares.
20
of Apple
shares
stock.
As of now. Just because I was like, is it really that down? And then I looked at like the 3 month and the 6 month and the one. I was like, wait, from a year ago? Okay. Because I don't think they're going to, it's going to go back up.
So it's down from $222 a share down to about $173 just since the beginning of November.
That's a nice deal right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
it's a nice deal.
It depends on how you look at it.
True.
It could be a horrible deal.
That's correct.
Let's see where you are. Maybe this will be sort of the litmus test. We can check in with you periodically. How's your Apple how's your Apple shares doing,
yes.
Andrew? So it sounds like you're skeptical. Clearly, you're putting your money where your mouth is. You're
yeah.
buying the shares.
Because, again, this is a story that happens on an annual basis.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so used to this by now. Now, there may be, like we said, there may be things that are happening differently now that weren't in effect before. But I don't think that the company's in any big amount of trouble.
Well, I got to say, that was a heck of a Black Friday deal if you look at the discount
Cyber
that
Monday.
You got.
It was Cyber
Monday.
Monday.
I'm sorry. I just associate the
Cyber
entire
Monday.
5 day, you know, Turkey 5 as
Turkey 5
Black,
day.
Black Friday. I don't know why. Anyway, I agree with you. I think ultimately Apple will, you know, rebound. Hey, do not listen to me on stock tips. Let me tell you that. That's the last thing I do.
Right.
Do not
We are
invest
not professionals.
Any money. Yes. You can, Andrew. I've
Consult
been perfectly fine.
Your professional.
If you want to risk your money on my insights, then that's fine.
Fair.
But nobody else.
Fair enough.
All right. So I actually have here one of the top selling Cyber Monday items. Right here in front of us.
I don't know which one it is.
It is the LOL Surprise Doll. And
Andrew,
am an expert in this product.
What?
My 8-year-old daughter loves these.
Loves
Absolutely
them.
Loves these. And I wanted to bring it here not only because it was the number two selling product on Cyber Monday in the U.S., according to Adobe Analytics.
Wait a minute. So not just like on Amazon or whatever, you're saying.
In the U.S. Yeah.
Period.
You know what number three was, just to give you a sense for how significant this thing
the
is selling?
The Apple headphone dongle.
The Nintendo Switch.
What?
This outsold the Nintendo Switch by unit volume on Cyber Monday.
Do we know what number one was?
Yes. Fingerlings.
What?
Yes. Tell me what Fingerlings are.
Fingerlings are another toy that are one of those rages where they have a clip on the back where, like, it opens the arms and you clip it on your finger. It's like an animal that just, hey, look, I have a monkey on my – like, come on.
So
what's happening here?
Here's the thing to know about the LOL Surprise Doll if you don't have them in your life already, if you're not cursed with them
already. I do not
already.
Have them in my life.
So they cost anywhere, depending on the deal you get and the type of doll you get, from in my experience, $8 to $30 to more. I got this one for $12 on Amazon, and the price is variable. It's kind of like Bitcoin. Like, how much is the LOL Surprise Doll going? But here's the thing to know: the product that they're selling is not so much the doll. Let me put it this way: it's as much the unwrapping experience as it is the resulting doll that you get out of it. So this to me actually is a fascinating trend. It takes the whole unboxing phenomenon and it productizes it, because really what happens is your kid sits around and unwraps it. So let's do it here.
Okay, so, real time.
And I have to confess, I have never actually done this myself. I've watched it done at least a dozen times. So it's basically a sphere that we're looking at. And so I'm unwrapping it here. It's got plastic around it. It's pink. It says LOL Surprise Glam Glitter and a doll right there that says Unbox Me. Now, these come in series, almost like trading cards or okay. Pokemon cards.
Yes.
So there's various. There's like Series 3. This is the Glam Glitter series. Okay. So I'm taking
Give
it
some
off.
Some ASMR.
ASMR off there. So it's sort of – the whole idea is it unwraps in layers. So I'm sort of spinning it off.
So this is part of the experience right now.
Yes, you are experiencing the LOL Surprise doll.
I heard something. I am now.
Okay, yeah. There's a sticker. That's your first surprise.
Oh, look at that!
And
surprise.
It has little arrows that tell you what to do next.
Sticker.
And vamping here because I actually thought about bringing my daughter in here to show us how to do
a
this.
Pro?
I'm an amateur.
Get a pro in here
at the LOL Surprise dolls, and I'm more interested in opening it than I am in experiencing the opening. Clearly, let's see. Where do I? So I look for the arrow. There we go. Gosh, how does my daughter? She's so good at this.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Okay,
I got it.
I'm on it.
Okay, here we go.
Keep going. So you can see.
This is not frustration-free packaging.
No. It's the opposite. It's the experience of unwrapping it here. Let's see.
This is like those presents when someone puts like a box inside of a box. Inside of a box.
So we're about to the first real surprise here.
Oh, this a
is
real one.
Great,
okay.
Great audio. I know. This
real
is
surprise about to come.
So I'm continuing to unwrap this LOL sphere. So here it is, Andrew.
What's this?
Your first surprise.
What's this?
It's a little package. It's a little pink.
Is there some candy in here?
Packet. No candy. That's one of the best things. Probably the only redeeming quality of this is there's no candy involved.
Opening it.
All right.
Oh.
So it is.
Oh, I got a water bottle.
It's a little water. No,
a miniature.
Yeah, it's almost like a. Well, it's for the doll. It's the doll's bottle.
Oh, so it's not for me.
Not for you. So, all right. Oh, here's another one, Andrew. I got the next one out. Okay. There's the next surprise there.
This is scintillating.
So we're getting down into basically a plastic sphere here.
Okay. Plastic sphere.
Yep.
I'm opening this up. Oh,
and
what
I have to
this?
Say, just a tip for the parents out there, if you're going to do this at home, I actually like the Pop Confetti brand, the Pop Confetti series.
We got shoes.
Shoes. All right. So
we
now
got
that
shoes.
Is the whole idea. So so I just opened it up and here is the next one. The next one. All right. So that is another small pink package. Andrew's
okay.
opening it up.
Okay.
Right.
Hold
and
up.
So now I'm looking at this, wishing I had paid
what
a lot
this?
More attention
We've got
to
a
when
dress.
These were being opened. Yes. So dress.
What? A skirt? Okay. A shawl? A cowl? A cape?
It's a cape. It's a shawl. It's a cowl.
I don't know.
What did you say? So I'm looking at this now. What is the
now
next
you're
thing
confused.
You do? Okay, there it is. Okay,
I heard
just
that.
I just opened it up.
I heard it.
And there it is. Here we go. We're down to the actual doll here. Now, here's the Glam Glitter series in case you want to collect them all. And that is the other thing to know. This was very confusing when my daughter got this for her birthday over the holidays.
Okay.
My mom got her one of these, and my mom was a little bit disappointed because you don't know what you're going to get. And
right.
So there is a chance of getting repeats.
Oh, of
and
course.
So my daughter actually got a repeat of one of these, which was just...
The worst thing in the world.
Yes. Well, my daughter was fine with it. My mom was like, didn't want to get you a gift that she already had.
Right, right. Oh.
So now we're unboxing the rest of it. So you can tell this is an experience. So there is the doll. Yes.
This doll has no clothes on.
Well, no, but you can dress her with everything you just unwrapped as the surprise.
Where's the shoes?
And here are her sunglasses. And here. So that is it.
What do you mean that is it? There's no pants.
Where are the pants? Oh, here's one. How did I miss? Oh,
that's a chain.
What did we miss? What did we miss in here?
Why are we chaining them up?
Oh, it's a dress. It's a dress. It's not a. It's a dress. No. You put it on backwards, Andrew. You put it on backwards.
Someone said don't get a YouTube strike because we're showing a naked doll.
Oh, no. Oh, come on.
No, that's just a joke.
Oh, okay. All right. You never know. You never know. Gosh.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay.
So that is...
That is the second most popular holiday gift item in the United States.
Right.
If any of you out there have experienced this...
Drop a comment and let us know. Let us know what you think of these LOL surprise dolls.
All right. We will be right back on Geared Up with a look at the Microsoft Surface headphones.
We're getting back into serious business.
Right here. But in the meantime, there's your LOL surprise doll. And okay. Okay.
There we go.
We'll be right back on Geared Up. Hey, welcome back to Geared Up. I'm Todd Bishop.
I'm Andrew Edwards.
It is time for the National Car Rental Story of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Geared Up is brought to you by National Car Rental. A big thanks to them for sponsoring the show. You should definitely check out Andrew's other show. He moonlights on
That's
a
right.
show called Technically Speaking.
Yes, sir. If you want to know about the best travel tech, travel gear, like what we're about to talk about with the Microsoft headphones, check out my other show, Technically Speaking, where I tell you all about the best tech to take with you when you travel.
And before we get into the actual National Car Rental Story of the Week, Andrew, by the way, you can find that on the nationalcar.com control center or
yes.
youtube.com/nationalcarrent.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of travel, I have to say you give the best travel tech advice.
I try.
Because last time on our holiday gift guide,
oh, yes.
you recommended something that I looked at and said, I got to have
the
that.
The second you saw it.
And it's funny because you've been bringing it into the studio for months now.
No, maybe like 2 months.
Okay, 2 months.
And
I didn't notice.
It.
You didn't tell me about this thing. So I went out and bought myself a...
But there it is, the Peak Design Everyday Bag.
So
I'm a huge fan of it. Now, did I lead you astray?
No, this thing is so amazing. So amazing. It's modular. You can change the configuration inside. It's got pockets. And you can open it from the side or the top. It is the best travel bag I have ever used. Put that in your blurb.
Boom. So there you have it. That is the Peak Design Everyday Bag.
It's super expensive, though. It's also the most expensive.
It is
expensive.
Most expensive. Was it like $300?
It was $250 thereabouts.
But as you've said, I still have not led you astray with any purchases that I've recommended you do.
That's true.
So,
Andrew,
Apple Watch. Put that on your list.
Okay. Okay. All right. your track record is swaying me here. All right. So this week's National Car Rental Story of the Week is actually what I'm holding in my hands right here. And I'm going to break these things, Andrew. I'm going to break them. I've got the Microsoft Surface. I'm going to break them.
No, you can't do it.
Look at that. They bend.
Durable.
So these are $350. They're Bluetooth. They are the Microsoft Surface headphones.
Okay.
These are Microsoft's attempt to extend the Surface brand
mm-hmm.
in a new way beyond tablets, beyond computers, into audio accessories.
Interesting. Now, how do you feel they've done in their first foray into doing this? Because Surface was originally like the big table with a display on it, and they rebranded Surface to be laptops and tablets. And nothing else, right? Nothing else is Surface aside from the laptops and the tablets and the Surface Studio desktop. So now this is a Surface branded pair of headphones. Can you even hear me?
I was going to say, what are you saying? So they are noise canceling, or you can amplify that. You can go either way. You can amplify the ambient sound.
Okay.
And so I'm actually hearing more and more of myself here. I'm basically turning a dial that is
on
the ear cup. Basically, it's built into the ear cup. It's very subtle, but you can basically go between ambient noise amplification and noise cancellation just by twisting. They connect very easily to the computer, and that is on the one side. On the other side, you can turn the knob as the dial. Super comfortable, very easy to wear. Nat Levy on our team has been the primary person wearing these, and he reports he can wear them for hours, which is not always true with headphones.
Well, it looked like when you had the ear cups, when I saw them, it looked like your ears are not actually really touched by the ear cup. It more goes around the ear.
Yes, which is key.
And that's what makes it comfortable, because even if it's just resting on your ear, even if it's soft, eventually you'll get like the fatigue of wearing it. Let me throw these on to you.
Yeah.
See what's happening.
So let's see. So, I know you've used like Beats and all those things. I haven't used Beats extensively, but how would you compare the fit and feel to other headphones you've used?
Yeah. So as I suspected, like the fact that I have these on and they're not resting on my ear at all. It encompasses the ear, but the ear is like in its own like free floating space. That right there is what's going to make these, you know, great for a long haul flight.
So I can say they look cool too. For a Microsoft product, I could see like pro athletes walking into the locker room, you know, from the team bus wearing these, you know.
Do they have other colors or is it just gray?
You know, I think it is just gray.
This is
let me check that though.
Gray is not the most exciting color in the world, Microsoft. And the Windows logo. Is that a Surface logo or is that the Windows logo?
That's the Windows logo.
Why do you have the Windows logo on your... What are you doing?
No. Gosh, is that the Surface logo? You've just asked me two questions that I don't know the answer to. So it's square like the Windows logo, but I don't know if it's the Surface logo when it's monochrome.
Okay.
When it's monochrome.
Okay, interesting.
So that... Yeah, that... it's, but to me, they look cool. Mm-hmm. I'm only seeing gray.
Okay. USB-C for charging.
Yep.
So you get fast charging in there, and you can use your, usually nowadays, Android devices ship with USB-C chargers. So you can use the same charger that comes with yep. your phone if you're on Android.
That's right. And they pair well. They integrate with Cortana. You know, really kind of a cool, very expensive gadget. But if you have a Windows fan, now, of course, they can pair across. They work with Mac or anything
right.
else. But I could see this being a cool gift because of the brand for somebody who's a big Windows user, big Windows fan. Maybe somebody who has a Surface tablet already. So,
are there big Windows fans out there?
You know, Surface has been doing okay. You know, Microsoft in the third quarter was the number 5 PC hardware maker in the U.S.
Mm, nice.
According to Gartner, right after Apple.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I would have thought they would have been higher for some reason.
No.
Because
no.
they're the ones that make the software. So if I'm going to buy, you know, I always go back to that. If I'm buying hardware, if I can buy hardware that the software is also made by the same manufacturer, in this case Microsoft, that's what I would pick. So I would have just assumed Microsoft would have been doing better.
Nope. So number one is H. Actually, I just gave it away. Do you have any clues on what number one is?
You just said H, so I'm going to go HP.
What about number two?
Dell.
Yep. And number three?
Lenovo.
Oh my God, you're too good. And number four is Apple. And this is to be clear, Gartner U.S. PC okay. shipments. Estimates for the third quarter of 18, because I know that like when you get into market share among these different companies, people get fanatical
sure,
about it.
Yes.
So I want to be clear what I'm saying here. But yeah, you know, that is the Microsoft Surface headphones.
Yes. And you mentioned they were expensive, but it should also be noted that they are competitively priced with the Bose QC35s and the Sony, I think it's the MX-1000s. So those are similarly sized, similarly featured headphones. So it is an expensive headphone category, but the Surface headphones aren't more expensive than the headphones that they're competing with.
And, you know, Microsoft has gone in a few different directions with their accessory hardware. Of course, Microsoft was in hardware from almost the very beginning, at least in the 80s, with mice and keyboards. You know,
the
old Microsoft mouse with the two little green
yes.
buttons. So they've got a hardware heritage. It's interesting to see when they've tried to branch out beyond things that are core to the PC with things like the Microsoft Band, which flopped.
Yes. Xbox.
That is true, which is not flopped. I mean, that is probably the one example, but it cost them billions and billions
yes.
of dollars.
They bought their way in.
To get there. So it'll be interesting to see how these do. And we'll get a sense for that probably at the end of January when the company reports its fourth quarter earnings.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Actually, it'll technically, just not to get wonky on you, but it's second fiscal quarter.
That's
earnings,
right.
Yeah,
yes.
At any rate. Okay. We have saved the best for last. It's the ultimate tech challenge. Can Alexa microwave a burrito? Welcome back to Geared Up. I'm Todd Bishop.
I'm Andrew Edwards.
So, Andrew, we're going to use this big, I think this is the biggest device we've ever had on Geared Up. No, you had the not a flamethrower.
That's true.
Which is at least longer.
It's longer.
In terms of the bulk of this thing. I mean, this thing it's actually not a big microwave.
I was going to say, it's not a huge microwave. It is a large gadget, but it is a very small, insignificantly sized microwave, Amazon.
So this is the Amazon
what
Basics
the
microwave. Works with Alexa, 700 watts. It is a small microwave. It is selling for $60,
mm-hmm.
and it has a few different gimmicks. We're going to try this, and maybe why don't we start by showing how it works. We have a frozen burrito, and I want to show you basically. So you still have to open the door.
So you can't tell Alexa to open it for you.
So I've got a frozen Amy's burrito here. It's been out for, gosh, you want to open that for me?
Let me open this up.
I'm struggling with the openings on that. You know, that's the ultimate unboxing.
There it is. That's right.
The burrito.
That's right.
So I've got this frozen burrito here. And the whole gimmick with this is it connects to Alexa. It does not have Alexa inside, but it requires the use of an additional. You got that?
So when you say there's no Alexa inside, what you mean is you can't talk directly to the microwave because it doesn't have any sort of Alexa built into it. It can
yes.
be controlled by Alexa, though.
Yes. And I should point out, did you hear that? This is not the sound of a high-quality microwave door.
That sounds like 1987 to me. This is crazy.
Okay. Alexa. Oop, let me hold on a second. Let me do this one more time. Let me see how much we should actually, because we want to test and see if this thing does it. So It is cook for 1 minute, flip, and cook for 45 to 60 more seconds. So
it's roughly a 2 minute cook time for a burrito.
Alexa, cook for 1 minute.
Mm. 1 minute, power 10.
Power 10.
Now, why didn't you say, Alexa, cook me a frozen burrito?
Because, well, that's a great question. We can try that. Well, on the second go around. We can try that on the second go around. So while that's cooking, some of the features of this include the fact that if you order microwave popcorn, it will count the number of times you use the popcorn setting to pop that popcorn, and it will automatically reorder your supply of popcorn when you're getting low.
Right.
Because you need that.
Right. And that's the thing. But that's the only product that they've tied this into. So you would think that the microwave would have more products that it can automatically send you when you're getting low other than just popcorn.
You would think, but then again, popcorn is kind of the canonical example here. I can see why they started with popcorn. And this is all through the Amazon Dash replenishment service. Kind of, it's sort of that cheap microwave sound, you know? So, can you flip that over? We got to go another 45 to 60 seconds.
Okay, we're flipping it. Oh, whoa, it's getting hot.
Yeah, it's getting hot. Okay, all right.
Oh, God. Okay, flipped.
You got it? All right.
We flipped it.
Alexa, finish cooking my burrito.
I don't know that one.
Alexa, cook on the microwave on high power for 45 more seconds.
Sorry, what device?
The microwave.
The microwave doesn't seem to be running.
What? It's right here.
Alexa, cook microwave 45 seconds. All right, you got to be simple, I guess.
5 seconds.
That,
power 10.
You shouldn't have to think about how to talk to Alexa.
So here's the other thing. If you unplug the Alexa, as I learned earlier today while one of my colleagues was warming up her lunch, while the microwave is running, it turns off.
It turns off the microwave?
Yes. In fact, we can test that when we get toward the end here. So we're at 25
Unplugging
seconds.
Unplugging the Alexa turns the microwave off, which is still plugged in.
I think you might have just done something.
Alexa, be quiet.
You know, there are some shows that ban the word Alexa because people's things
Alexas
go off. Yes. So we're down to about 8 seconds, so I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to unplug Alexa and see what happens.
Okay, Alexa's dead.
Oh.
Hey, still
it
going.
Kept going.
Still
you know
going.
What? I wonder if that was an anomaly. We might need to strike that.
Maybe it was
an
anomaly. Yeah. Maybe it was an anomaly. Okay.
Right. So never mind on that one. Okay. So our microwave is done. So here's the ultimate test. We cooked to the minimum viable product.
1 minute, 45 seconds.
I'll be our guinea pig.
Okay.
Do you want to hand it to me on the napkin
okay,
there?
Let me take the napkin out.
Yep.
It's hot.
Is it hot? Is it
it's
cooked
hot.
All the way through?
I don't know.
Is it? Because one, I have to say, one of the complaints, we've been using this as our office microwave. Oh, boy. It is cooked through. We've been using this as the office microwave, and one of the complaints is at 700 watts and only 7 cubic feet, it's too small, and it's not very high powered.
It is very small. What's your opinion?
It's cooked.
It's cooked. That's all that matters. Now,
eat your heart out, Tom Douglas.
When we were there, when I was there when they introduced it, when they announced this, right? They were cooking. I forget what it was they were cooking, though. The potato, yes. So they would take a potato that they wanted to make into a baked potato. So take a raw potato, they put it in there. That was the demo all day. Let me show you how it worked. Put the potato in. Alexa, cook my baked potato. And it knew how to cook the baked potato using that request. So that's why when you put that in, I asked you, why didn't you just say, Alexa, cook my frozen burrito? Because I'm wondering how many things does Alexa know how to cook just by the name of the food?
That's a great question. Alexa, cook my frozen burrito.
For how long?
2 minutes.
Okay, now there's nothing in there, so we got to stop
power
this thing.
In.
Alexa, stop. You don't want to cook a microwave and nothing in there.
I don't know
that's
anything
like,
about
that's
that.
That's like the first thing you don't want to do with a microwave.
Did not know that.
Yeah, that and don't put metal in.
I know that part. I didn't know don't. Cooking up
maybe
though.
That's no. the
old wives' tale,
like a myth. Yeah, I don't know, but anyway, okay. So, all right. So that is the Amazon Basics microwave. I will tell you the ultimate test. We swapped it in as our office microwave for about a week, and No one wants to keep it.
Really?
Correct. Everybody wants our old microwave back. Unfortunately, my colleague John Cook took it home for Thanksgiving. And so we're stuck with the Amazon Basics
John
microwave.
John Cook, where are you? Thanksgiving is over.
Yes. So, yes. So this is not the most popular device we've ever brought into the office. I will say it's interesting, though, because it shows that this is where things could be headed. I think it's hilarious that you have to use it with a separate Echo.
That's stupid.
Very odd. And yeah, it's just kind of weird. And
with all the products out there that have Alexa built into them where you can talk to Alexa through the product, I find it very strange that Amazon's own product doesn't have it built in.
I got to say, it's still doing a good job with this burrito. I mean, this burrito is cooked through.
You would hope. I mean, that's just cooking food. That the thing about this microwave, you're not buying this microwave for its ability to cook food. Like, that's a baseline for any microwave out there.
Yeah.
So the reason that you're buying this microwave should be because of the Alexa integration. Now, I mean, it cooked it, but there were things that you asked it to do in plain English that I didn't even understand.
From what
and
I
that's
understand,
frustrating.
Yeah, from what I understand, the key word is microwave. If you got to say the word microwave,
okay,
as part of your command, and then you can do all sorts of different things.
Okay,
all right. So that is a $60 microwave. Works with Alexa, and it's available. Ships free delivery. You know, 2 days Amazon Prime.
Right.
So
worth it though? Is it so $60 to me seems like it's cheap for a microwave. I don't know.
It's in the realm of other.
So would you say it's worth it at the $60 price point versus other $60 microwaves?
I'm not qualified to comment on because I have not used other $60 microwaves to my knowledge.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
This seems like something you would get maybe if you're like in a college dorm. Yeah.
It is very much a college dorm microwave.
It's your main family microwave.
Exactly. Very good
takeaway. And as such, I think it's a mistake. Just my own personal opinion.
Yeah, a mistake by Amazon or a mistake by anybody?
A mistake by Amazon because this is geared, obviously the Amazon stuff in a way is geared towards folks who are Amazon Prime members.
Yep.
And that to me is normally going to be a household rather than someone who's away at college.
Well, there's Amazon Prime student, you know, for colleges.
No, fair enough.
So, I mean, but to your point, I agree. It would have been better to come out with something higher end.
Yes.
Yes. It's really
terrible.
Good. That said, it is kind of cool to see the Alexa logo there on the front.
Yep, even if it doesn't do anything.
Yep. All right, so that has been a ton of stuff. I didn't even get to everything I wanted to talk about. We'll save my favorite new external drive for a future show.
There you go.
All right, thanks for listening to Geared Up. If you're not already, you should definitely subscribe. You should subscribe to Andrew's YouTube channel to see our live behind-the-scenes videos. You can do that at youtube.com/gearlive.
And of course, you can subscribe to Geared Up in your favorite podcast app. Just search Geared Up, that's two words, not one, in Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.
If you like what we do, consider leaving us a rating and a review. It really does help other people find the show. Geared Up is a GeekWire podcast. You can see more from us at geekwire.com. And a big thank you to Claire McGrain, who is producing her last episode of Geared Up this week. Claire is moving on, and we have been so fortunate to have her here producing the show, and she's going to be moving on to an exciting new adventure. So thank you for everything, Claire. She's over there smiling and giving a thumbs up. Okay. Thanks, Claire, and thanks for tuning in, everybody. Until next time, I'm Todd Bishop.
I'm Andrew Edwards.
We'll talk to you next time on Geared Up.